Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of All by the Popcorn. I'm Emily.
And I'm Alessandra.
And today, we just have another toppings. Toppings.
We're
just
toppings.
A toppings. Toppings a bag.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're just chatting about what's been happening the past 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. What's happened, Alessandra?
Well, we talked a little bit about it on my podcast, or on the Downton Abbey podcast. But if you don't listen to Downton Abbey,
yes.
Major thing happened to me this last week. I got a cat. I adopted a kitty, a little black kitty from Salem. Danny and I.
She's nice and haunted.
Yeah.
She's nice and haunted. She's good.
We picked her up and I had basically found her through. I was looking on all of the major adoption websites for months trying to find a cat for us to adopt. And. There's so many different rescues in the area and I needed to get approved. So I needed to have all these different applications going. And finally somebody did get back to me and they were like, oh, you're interested in these cats. You can come visit us. And we were just going to take the train there because Danny and I don't have a car, but we went to, happy hour with his coworkers the day before we were going to go pick up the cat and we'll go visit her. And I mentioned to his coworkers, some of them, that we were going to go get the cat the next day and they offered to drive us there. So it was so convenient because we would have had to take the train and then an Uber to get there. And the cat probably wouldn't have liked that.
But probably not.
We didn't need to. And so we got there and we met, there was two black cats there. One is 7 month old named Frijolita. And then the other one was 1 year old named Luna. We saw her and she's just got these beautiful, beautiful big green eyes. She is really tiny. She's only 7 pounds. I don't think she's going to get much bigger because by the time they're a year old, they're usually, their size.
Do you know what kind of cat she might be?
She's just
so small.
She's just a domestic short hair cat. That's what okay. She is. Which is just like a general cat. She's not like anything like special. Like my old cat Whiskers was a Siamese.
Yeah.
But dude's like a tabby cat, orange tabby. Luna is just a black short hair and she has been here for a week and a day, and every day, honestly, she gets more playful and more engaging. The first few days, she was sleeping a lot and just kind of, I think she was probably just getting used to her situation, and she loves to sit at the windowsills, and we have 6 windows in this house, so she loves to go and sit up and look down on the world. It's, her favorite thing to do. So she does that all the time. Today she was sleeping on the windowsill and it was just the cutest thing ever. I took a picture of her because she's so small that she fits where the window, in the actual sill of the window. She's so tiny.
Yeah.
She just can lay there. And she's got the cutest little meow. And you guys can hear a little bit of that in the Downton Abbey podcast. That we were playing today and she loves to play with her toys. She's got a little gray mouse that she loves and got a feather on a stick, on a string. Yeah, she's been kind of sleeping. Hey, sometimes she sleeps at the foot of our bed, and then sometimes she sleeps in the other room.
Okay. Okay, but she's warming up to you guys really quick, so that's really good.
Yeah, she really seems like every day that she's getting more and more comfortable with us, and she purrs a lot. She's just got the cutest little face. I mean, she's so beautiful. And every time I look at her, I'm just like, oh, you're so pretty and you're so cute. And I
She's
see
very cute.
her.
Those eyes are
Yeah.
just striking. They're
They
so
really
pretty.
are. And she just stares too. She really just, even she's shocked. She just looks at you with these big green eyes.
Does she have like a little like white spot on like her chin or something?
Yeah, she does. Like on her chest, it's like a tiny little bit of white, but it's not really enough to be like a tuxedo. It's
Yeah.
just like a few hairs, so. But you could see it, and then it kind of, in some lights, she kind of looks like she has a little bit of red too, on her chest.
Interesting.
Yeah, you know, because she's like shiny and black. She's really just my perfect little void right now. She hasn't scratched us or bit us, so that's good.
That's good. Does she shed a lot?
Not really, actually. I mean, we got a little brush for her, but her hair isn't really everywhere. The only thing that really is annoying us is she's scratching a lot, so we don't want her to scratch the couch, but we have this chair, this orange chair that we don't really like, so we're like, go free on this chair. And it's been a week and she has basically destroyed this chair. I mean, it is just
Oh
like
my gosh,
she
yeah.
so we got her some little scratching things. So she's been using those, but she loves this chair. I mean, it's so funny. I think I need to get her a scratching tower thing. You know, it's like a little tall thing because she likes to kind of like hold her body up and like use gravity to scratch. So I think that's what I'm gonna have to do.
What if there's like a scratching post that just like looks like a chair? That'd be fun.
Yeah, just for you get this little chair. It would be good if it looked like a little lifeguard chair and then she could sit up at
Yeah.
the
That'd be cute.
Yeah, I mean, I just we're just watching her every move right now 'cause we're so invested in her, but Danny is really taken with her too and she really loves Danny. Like
That's good. That's cute.
yeah, it's so adorable. It's our first pet together. You know, big step, and she's so cute. We're
That's
happy.
good. That's fun.
Yeah.
I'm happy for you. She's a real cute cat. I can't wait to meet her.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I can't wait for other people to meet her too. She's really sweet. Yeah. So what's been going on with you?
So kind of a busy weekend. Yesterday we well let's see, one, my work had a really big we hold an event every year. So I worked quite a lot of overtime last weekend. So that was it was tiring, but it was good. Can't wait to see the paycheck.
Yeah, right.
And then our event was the next day, so I worked that, and it just made this whole week feel kind of weird. Like it just, 'cause even though I was working on Monday, it still kind of felt like the weekend.
Yeah.
So it weirdly felt like I had an extended weekend, and
Right.
then every day I felt like it was the day previous. Like Tuesday felt like Monday, Wednesday felt like Tuesday. So this week kind of took a bit, it felt.
And your event was like nearby, right?
Yes, yeah, so I actually had a shorter commute. I only went, the event was only like 30 minutes away, so that was really
Right.
nice.
Yeah.
I still ended up going into work on Friday though, just to get a COVID test, just to be safe, just to see, because we had a lot of people at the event. Like a lot of our people who work with us come to the event and they travel to get there, so just a lot of exposure to a lot of people.
And you
I
had
was very
COVID
safe
tests
though.
at work?
No, we have a COVID testing site right next to my
Oh,
office.
and yeah, okay. I didn't know that. That's cool. That's nice.
Yeah, I could literally walk next door and
Oh,
it's right there.
great.
Yeah, it's super handy. I've used it a couple times, I think twice now. So it's been really handy. So that was really fun. It was nice, seeing some people that I work with who work remote. So it was a really fun event. And then yesterday we finally got our windows installed. So they're super nice. My bathroom already feels like so many degrees, like tens degrees, like cooler. Just because, like, so much heat was coming through, like, my bathroom window that every time I walk into my bathroom, it just would be so hot in there.
It had like the frosted kind of glass, right?
Yes. It has frosted glass. They're really pretty windows. They like the mine are really nice and like slide. You can slide both sides. So once you unlock it, you can like move both panels back and forth. It's not just like one side slides. So you can like put it on whatever side you want. So that's super nice. And my bedroom will be getting one as well. They just couldn't get to it yesterday, so they'll have to come back and do my room. But both the roommates' rooms got done. So now they can actually crank their windows open. They were so like, yeah. So when we moved in, the cranks like outside were just covered in paint and they just were super hard to open. And they wouldn't close very well either. So they would one let in cold air during winter and then they would just, it was just a single pane glass. So they were letting in a lot of heat. So I'm hoping that these will make a lot of difference in keeping the house cooler and warmer, hopefully. And yeah, I love them. They're so pretty. I better
That's
love them.
great.
I'm paying enough for them.
Oh
They are
yeah.
not, a
Expensive.
cheap project. But it's been fun. I really like thinking about how to make the house better, and I'm excited, even though it's going to cost a lot of money, I'm excited to make these changes to the house so that it can slowly become perfect. Like, I mean, I already love the house, but there's, some little things here and there that just need to be fixed. So I'm excited once I pay these damn windows off in like 12 months, to work on the next thing.
That's great. I'm so glad that you got that done. I had no idea you were even doing that.
I don't think I brought it up on a previous, it's taken so long. Like, I think the person, it's been months. Like, I think the person originally came to my house to do the window demonstration, like the window presentation, like 2 months ago. Like, it's been a super long process, but super easy. Like, I love this company that I'm working with. They've made everything so easy. It's just a lot of, like, it takes a lot of time, like, to, 'cause all their windows are like custom made. They had to like come and do like technical measurements and so they can like make the windows perfectly fit my house.
Yeah, of course, definitely. They're custom for sure.
So it's, I've learned so much about windows that it's crazy. I was showing them to my sisters while they were here. They came over today to give us a new couch. So we've also been rearranging the house with some new furniture that we've been getting. So things are good. I'm liking the changes that the house is getting, and I'm excited for future changes.
It's good
But
to move some stuff around like that because it gets you, it just kind of changes your mindset of things. It's kind of like adjusting your location because you're home so much, but now you go to work. But, it's kind of nice that you're changing it a little bit so that you feel more comfortable there.
Like the living room has like a super nice setup now with the new couch,
Yeah,
and
the corner
I'm
couch.
excited to go. It's like an L-shaped couch. So we have the previous couch I had was pretty small. Like one person could lay across it, to lounge, and really no one else could fit on it, or like maybe two people could fit on it comfortably without being like leg to leg. So this new L-shaped couch is nice and big, and two people could lounge on it. I'm excited. Like, after this, I'm probably gonna go over there and just lounge on the couch. Like,
Nice.
I'm
And
actually
Pod
like
likes it.
excited thinking about it. He's been a little scared because, one, we moved the couch out, the old couch out, so he was already kind of freaked out and was hiding. And then you know, I streamed and he was out for a bit. You know, he came by and, you know, said hello to everyone on the stream. And then my sisters came with the new couch. And so then he went and hit again. So he might be out by the time we finish this episode.
Yeah.
So hopefully he likes it. He would sit on the other one. If someone else was sitting on it, he wouldn't. Well, no, that's not true. He would lay on it in the very beginning. He's kind of still been finding his spots that he likes. He actually likes the green recliners that I have. So he's been sitting on those sometimes. So I think those are like his new favorite spot. He kind of changes his favorite spot every couple of weeks.
It's so great that I'm sure he'll
like it.
You know,
I really like having the cat here. He does make my face itch, but
But
he's real cute. He's real cute. It's a nice change, and it's just a nice thing to have around that. I don't know.
Yeah.
it's nice to have an animal walking around.
No, it's a companion. Yeah. And I felt that way because like Danny goes to work now and I'm home all day by myself, and like having a pet here is nice. Like, you know, even though she sleeps a lot of the daytime, it's still like, you know, having another presence around instead of just myself. You know, so that's been good. And we were talking earlier that it's been getting a lot cooler, so that's good. Hopefully the really hot heat of the summer is over, because I've just been waiting for it. I hate the humidity over here, and can't wait for it to be done. And it seems like it's on its way out, because it's been like 70s and stuff.
We'll probably have, you know, one or two more hot, because the very beginnings of October can still be a little warm too. So I'm expecting like maybe a couple more hot days. But yeah, I feel like this summer has been very tame compared to last summer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, completely.
At least for us over here in Cali.
Yeah, I think that it hasn't been. I mean, you had some hot spells for sure,
days for sure. Haven't had like a brownout or anything. Like haven't had last year we had the power go out. Kimmy and I were lighting candles and sitting down playing the Switch in the dark, like waiting for the power to come back on.
I remember that.
It's because it would get so hot.
Can you believe that it's been like a year? Like, just thinking about even last year, because it's been about a year since I moved here to Boston. It's just, I mean, I've done stuff. I feel
like it's been so much longer. That, like, to me, it feels like you've been in Boston for like at least 2 to 3 years.
No, I mean, I lived in New York. It does feel like that to me, definitely. But that's because when I was living in New York for the pandemic, which was from February to September, which is most of the year. And the fact that I was living there before, but just like having nowhere to go, like doing nothing for that much time, it was like I couldn't experience New York. Like I missed New York when I was there, because I was limited to where I could walk, basically. And you know, it definitely was uneventful, so the things that were happening during 2020 were just not it feels like that year. I was saying this, like, it feels like a lot of that year was just gone. Like, it, like, my memories of it, it just feels so weird to think about the fact that I didn't do much that year. I mean, I moved, so that was like the major thing that I did, but you know, like, it was strange. But and now we're like into fall.
But like quite the opposite for me. It was like the most eventful year for me in a way.
Yeah.
Like along with the pandemic, I moved out, bought a house, had people move in with me that I didn't know.
Yeah.
Started streaming.
Yeah. It was busy.
And just, you know, was dealing with owning a house for a year. Like that was, it was very eventful. Which is just crazy. It's crazy.
I've been extremely into sewing, like, in the past, like, month.
Yeah, you've been sewing like crazy.
I mean, all I do is just, I've been really, really lacking on my Animal Crossing, and instead I watch YouTube videos of people who sew things and
I
just
turned
like.
on the game yesterday and I was playing for like a good like 20 minutes. I just ran around and just
Did
picked
stuff.
up some weeds and shit, bought some clothes,
For
did
sure.
whatever. Just because we were all sitting in the living room waiting for the window people to finish, and we had to be quiet because Casey had some stuff to do, and she had like some Zoom meetings, so we had to be quiet. We were all sitting in the living room, just like being quiet. So I read some of my book, like I read some of Dune, and I watched some anime, and because the window people were here from like they arrived on the dot. These people are so punctual, it's almost annoying. Their time frame was 8:30 to 9:30. They came at 8:20.
8:30. Oh my God, nice.
Like 8:20, 8:25.
That's
So they
good.
started super early, and they finished up by like 1. So earlier than they expected. They expected to be done by like 2 or 3. But they were very quick. But yeah, we just kind of like we couldn't watch TV because, because they had their meetings, and so we just hung out in the living room together and just did
Play
whatever.
Animal
I don't
Crossing.
know. Yeah, played Animal Crossing
Well,
for a
we also
little
tried
bit.
to get those shoes last night, and
Oh my gosh, I need to talk about
well, the I know. I mean, I feel
this.
so
Okay.
bad that I couldn't get these shoes for you. I felt so bad, Emily. I'm really, really sorry. I tried. I was on the
I know, dude.
train.
I know. I can't believe you even tried to get them on the train, but dude, okay. So Friday night, so Animal Crossing and Puma did a collaboration, and Puma made a shoe, and some other stuff. Like there were a couple shoes, there were some slides, there were some clothes. So the collection released the 18th, but it was midnight
On the
ET.
east coast.
Yes, on the East Coast.
Right, and I was on
So
the train.
at
And
Nelsana was on the train.
I got them on the train.
So I was at my sister's house because traffic was terrible on Friday and I just didn't want to go home yet. So I had like picked up some dinner and I was just hanging out with them. It's not my niece because I love her. And I was just hanging out at their house. And I just stayed until after the collection dropped. They gave me a computer, and at 9 o'clock, well, actually, like an hour or so. Did you hear that we had an earthquake that night?
No, I didn't. Was it a big one?
So, it was like a 4 point
Oh,
something.
okay.
Like a it was
Yeah,
it was
that's
it was a
big.
nice little rumble. I hated it. You know how I feel about earthquakes. I absolutely hate them. I was
You're living in the
terrified.
wrong place if you really hate earthquakes,
Oh
dude.
my gosh. Every time an earthquake happens, I'm like, why do I still live
Your
here? Like,
anxiety is at the, you know where they don't have earthquakes?
it's
In
not good.
Scotland, okay?
Okay. Yeah, I know. I'm aware. I'm
Sorry.
aware.
I'm sorry.
I know you're real pushing this, and I'm happy for it
I'm not
because you
pushing
just need
it.
to
I was
keep.
just stating a fact. I'm sorry.
No, you're pushing it too. It's fine. I'm pushing myself to do it. I'm pushing myself. I'm just trying to make sure I don't wuss out. I still wanna go. Anyway, okay. So earthquake happens. I'm like prepping. Like I have the laptop in front of me. I'm making a Puma account. I'm putting in my card info so I don't have to put it in when I'm trying to buy the collection. I'm putting in my address. Like I'm putting everything in. I'm like pre-setting up this damn thing. Earthquake happens. My niece had already been put to sleep. We it's so it's cra I hate earthquakes so much, but I feel like I hear them before I feel the rumbling. Just because you hear them literally
They're
breaking the
coming.
earth,
Yeah, they're coming. They're on their
heading your
way.
direction. Yeah,
Yes.
they're heading towards you. And then it was a good little shake. It wasn't like a roll or anything. It was like a good little it was a good little shake. I immediately like jerk to like get out of my seat. But my sisters are like they're like it's okay, calm down, like. And it just lasted like maybe a couple of seconds, and it wasn't too bad. But niece didn't wake up,
All right.
I had to sit down and breathe for a little bit to bring my heart rate back down. But it was all good. But then 9 o'clock hits.
Right, right.
We're trying to get these. So my roommate wanted a pair. I wanted a pair of shoes. And some other things too. I wanted like the shoes and the slides. Alessandra was able to get them on the East Coast, and she was trying to order some for me and my roommate. But I think they could tell where we were located.
Really?
And it just wasn't releasing for us.
No.
Yes, you were seeing.
Are you serious?
You were seeing all this stuff. I don't know. Or it was just taking a bit. Like, it definitely seemed like the phone. If you were on your phone, you were able to see more. The website was like on my computer.
Oh.
Was having an issue. Like. Things were releasing super slowly.
I see.
Yeah. Like,
okay.
First we noticed the so I think one of the first things to release was like the clothes, the shorts, the hoodies, stuff like that. And then my slides became available. So I bought those. I bought the slides immediately.
I mean, at least you got the slides.
Yeah. I mean, we got the other shoes too. We just don't know if they'll fit.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah.
Didn't
they tell
one.
You?
Yes, you got the kids
we
one.
We got...
That's
yes.
Right. That's
so.
Right. Yes.
So we were looking at the shoes. The shoes that I wanted were actually a men's shoe, and I was just trying to wait for the men's shoe to be available, but they were taking forever. Like even on my phone, the men's shoe was available, but on the computer, it never became available. I don't know what was happening, but the website was just like glitching or something.
Yeah. Right.
But the sizes were too big. I needed like a 6.5, like in a men's size for them to fit me. So I couldn't get the ones when they like eventually became available. But we were kind of looking up how Puma's shoe sizing works and just junior shoe sizing in general.
Yeah.
And I guess if they're like a junior men's shoe, like they could probably still fit. They could probably still fit us. I don't know.
Right. I mean, that makes sense. You guys don't have very big feet, like, in general, like, there. And there's kids who have humongous feet. So, like...
Yeah.
Of course.
They just had so many different categories of shoe, because they had
yeah.
men's, women's, junior.
Yeah.
Like, there wasn't a junior men or a junior women. It was just junior.
Junior.
And
yeah.
then kid, and then toddler.
Yeah, I was
like,
I was concerned
all
that
these different shoes.
I didn't buy the correct shoe, and I made sure I like had the women's one. But because I was doing it really quickly, and I was a little buzzed, and I was on the train, I was like, "Did I do this correctly?"
Dude, yeah, I don't know. We'll see. My roommate's confident. My sisters are confident because they were with
yeah.
me. They were like helping me pick out a shoe size.
That's good.
Like, because even my older sister, who's a size like 7.5, she says that she used to buy junior shoes.
She said
she used to buy youth shoes.
Uh-huh.
So I'm assuming the word's interchangeable.
Yeah.
Youth
yeah.
or junior,
youths.
Whatever. Youths. yeah. So I don't know. They're coming. I bought a shoe. I bought whether it fits.
A shoe. One shoe.
I bought a single shoe. I bought one single shoe. No, I bought a pair of shoes. I just really hope they fit because I don't want to have to.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to, one, be sad that I don't have a pair of shoes that fit me because they went quick, man. Those,
oh, yeah.
Those sizes were going fast.
Well, I'm excited
but here's
about
my hope.
The ones that I got. I mean,
Yeah. Casey also wanted the women's shoe. I think I was the only one who wanted the men's shoe.
Yeah.
Just because I like the style of them. They were
I like them
just
too.
Like,
yeah.
Super cute. They're super cute.
Yeah.
I really hope they fit because the junior shoe was cheaper than the men's shoe. That shoe was like $110.
Oh, I know. Yeah. The one I got was $90.
The youth shoe was $80.
Better.
So
it is better. Yeah.
I really hope they fit.
Well, you're going to find out, I guess.
I really hope they fit.
Well, I justified it because my Adidas, like, I live in these things, literally. I wear them constantly. And they, I mean, I've only had them for, like, I don't know, maybe 6 months, these new pair mm-hmm. that I have. And they're just already wrecked. Like, I wear them so much that they're already starting to, like, The edges you are do. Starting to come
You live
up.
In those shoes.
I know, because they fit me so well. And I cannot, like, shoes are just not for me. Like, my feet hate shoes. So when I find a good pair of shoes, I'm like, I need to get these shoes, right? So I hope that these Pumas are nice. And they're also athletic shoes. So I think they're going to probably be pretty comfortable.
My feet have been hating shoes right now, too. Yeah. But yeah. I just never had like a shoe based off of a thing that I liked before.
Me
like,
neither, totally.
And I just thought these were super cute. Like I love the style.
The colors of the shoe. Are great. They're like the colors are of the so game. Cute. They match my my Switch.
Yeah. Your Switch, yes.
Oh, I love Animal Crossing so much. I love it. But yes,
I know. I kind of want to play again. I might get on after this.
do it.
Yeah.
Anyway,
so we will definitely talk about the shoes when they eventually arrive. Yes. They should be arriving next week, and more to come. We're also starting another D&D campaign, so
right.
We'll
That's
probably talk about
gonna...
that more. Once it happens.
Too. I know. Yeah.
Did
you see the corset?
On the next toppings, we'll talk about
that
it.
I sent what? You? The corset that
no,
I made
No, I
today?
Didn't. No, oh. I didn't. Let me.
You haven't been checking your phone a lot today. You've been busy, so.
I was streaming, and then I was doing the couch and then talking with my sisters when they were here. So, yeah, I really wasn't.
It took me 3 days to make this corset. And
Oh, here it is.
I made it, and it's got boning in the front. And on the sides, it fits me amazingly. I drafted it myself from like a YouTuber that I watch called Paper Stars. She like made one very similar, and I had this extra fabric, and I was like, I'm gonna try to make this. And dude, it's great. I'm stoked about it.
It looks great.
Yeah, it's very comfortable. It's a comfortable top. The front kind of like. Goes over me a little bit, like it doesn't curve because I used zip ties as the boning.
I've heard of that.
Yeah, so it's pretty good, and it's definitely gonna look nice if I wear like a pair of high waisted pants with it for sure.
Yeah,
it's cute.
With like a cute long sleeve shirt under it.
Yeah,
oh my gosh.
I know.
Like, totally clueless. Like, a clueless outfit.
Yes, I made myself a pinafore this week, too, which I sent you a picture of that last week. That also looked really good. So, my brain is just filled with things I want to make right now. I can't stop. Like, I cannot stop thinking and looking up things I want to make. It's driving me insane. Anyway.
That's great though. I'm jealous. I wish I had that drive right now, but it's not the drive I have. I don't know what drive I have.
Well, you got your Windows fixed. That's what the drive you have.
I mean, yeah. I'm also kind of motivated to continue reading Dune.
That's great.
I think I'm gonna make it.
I think you are too, and we gotta watch the old Dune and get ready for it. So
yeah, we do. Yeah, we do.
We sure
okay,
do.
I'm done.
Okay.
Oh,
all right.
No.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
We're ending it.
Okay.
We're ending this right
it's
now.
Done.
This,
it's done. It's over.
We've gone too far. Okay. That is it for this toppings for today. We will babble your ears off in 2 weeks. Oh. If you enjoyed this
stop
episode,
babbling, if you like to listen to us babble, this is the podcast.
We babble for like a solid 20 minutes before even pressing record. Like we're just babblers. Okay. All right. If you enjoy this episode, please rate and review our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher. We are also now on Amazon Music, and we have been on Spotify. So if you like to listen to your podcast there, definitely check us out on those platforms. If you want to just reach out and say hello, you can email us at allbythepopcornpodcast@gmail.com. And if you need notifications on future episodes that we release, please follow our social media. We have Twitter @ByThePopcorn, Instagram @AllByThePopcornPodcast, and Facebook. Just search All By The Popcorn Podcast and like our page. We are also on TikTok. Just search All By The Popcorn Podcast and look for our little logo. We are recording just little fun videos, and we hope you like them. So definitely go follow us on that. And we have a YouTube channel. We have been every once in a while recording ourselves on video with our episodes. And they are now being posted on YouTube. So please search All About the Popcorn Podcast and subscribe to our channel. And we also have some merch. So please check that out. But thank you so much for listening. And we will talk to you in the next one.
Thanks, goodbye. Everybody. Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.